Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
At 1:27 in the morning on March 26, 2024, the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore Harbor, Baltimore, Maryland, collapsed after the Singapore-registered container ship, the Dali, named after Salvador Dali, rammed into one of only two critical support pillars, taking the majority of the 1.6-mile bridge down. The Dali was headed to Colombo, Sri Lanka, with two pilots and a crew of 22.
Ain't no way that no tanker ship is gonna crash into no bridge at night by mistake. Question to all my coasties out there, where the pilot boat at and where the tugboat's at? And where's the horn, the crash warning, before it hits? I ain't hear no nothing.
The ship's lights can be seen being turned on and off as the ship passes by the support column. Suddenly, the lights are turned back on as the ship turns toward the support column and slams into it. There are also reports that a fire began on the ship, which caused the tugboats to be released 17 minutes before impact with the Francis Scott Key Bridge. The Biden administration's response was, of course, par for the course.
Everything so far indicates that this was a terrible accident. This time, we have no other indication, no other reason to believe there's any intentional act here. It's my intention that the federal government will pay for the entire cost of reconstructing that bridge.
Red flag. It is blatantly obvious that taxpayers will foot the bill so that insurance companies don't investigate.
This was a ship that appears to be at fault. Is there any reason to believe that the company behind the ship should be held responsible? And then also,
that should be, but we're not going to wait for that to happen. We're going to pay for it to get the bridge rebuilt and opened.
The Gateway Pundit reported that an unclassified cybersecurity and infrastructure security agency report said the container ship Dali lost propulsion as it was leaving port and warned Maryland officials of a possible collision.
This is a brilliant, well-planned strategic attack on one of the most important supply chains in the United States of America. And when I talk about hazardous materials, what are we talking about here? This is refined fuels, right? This is propane gas. This is diesel. This is fuel. This is flammable materials. This is oversized loads. Nitrogen, chemicals, everything that you need for your economy to move has literally just been shut down for 4 to 5 years. They knew that they had to target one of two main anchor points on that bridge. There are two load-bearing pylons that any structural engineer can identify that are on the end of each side of the bridge. These are the ones that are thicker and stronger than anything else on that bridge. They created that bridge because hazardous materials, for example, oversized loads, they don't fit in the tunnel system. Yep. And there's other loads that are so dangerous that they require a permit. It takes time to get a permit. It costs money to get a permit. It requires an escort. You can only move this stuff at night, which automatically impacts the amount of traffic that you can use. The tunnel is going to be overloaded. This is what you call death by a thousand cuts. It is an absolutely catastrophic attack on critical infrastructure, and you cannot see it because a cyber attack is unseen. Just like the attack on 2020 on the voting machines that you cannot see.
Logan adds, quote, for every $100 that goes into the city, $12 comes from shipping, end quote. It is now the troubled city of Baltimore that will be crippled as well.
Everyone, this is a tragedy. I pray for our first responders and thank them.
Council members voted tonight to cut $22 million from the Baltimore Police Department.
Baltimore's Southern Police District is the city's largest district, 61,000 residents. And on Tuesday afternoon, sources tell us at one point there were three police officers on patrol. Just seconds after the plea for officers hit the airwaves, so did pleas for help.
If anyone in Sector 2 can come clear, we have a physical child abuse at Morrill Park, and there's a 10-year-old at the location with bruises all over his body. Okay, we also have a common assault. We have a missing person, 2640 D. Huron Street.
The infrastructure of the United States has been under attack since Biden took office. and now a key domestic supply chain has been eliminated within its interior. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
It's Thursday, March 28, 2024. I'm your host, Alex Jones, with 221 days, 12 hours, 53 minutes, 40 seconds for the most important election in world history. Thank you so much for joining us. And remember, we override the censors. We override the AI with human power when you take the live links, you take the clips, you take the articles and reports from InfoWars.com and Band.Video and Real Alex Jones, and when you share it in the four winds. The people are starving for the truth like someone in the desert thirsts for water, and now is the time to accelerate the Great Awakening. Okay, massive show today. Again, so many developments. It is insane. Russian investigators established link between Moscow terror attack and suspects in the Ukrainian intelligence services with cryptocurrency paid to them. Big developments there. We've got huge race baiting reports coming out where the social engineers are trying again to divide and conquer America. We've got a big report out of Zero Hedge. King Dollar gets castrated under Bretton Woods. Three very serious monetary news for the whole future, not just our economy, but the world economy. Israel had balked at the White House this week and last week saying, we'll invade Rafah if we want to, and we're not going to even talk to the White House about it. But now Netanyahu, a delegation is being sent, and he says he made a mistake, so maybe they're not going to flatten Gaza. Southern Gaza. We've got a stack of news on that. We've got a huge stack of news dealing with the globalist illegal alien invasion, not just here, but in Europe as well. We've got more on the Francis Scott Key Bridge in the port. We've got a lot to cover and go over here today. And I also intend to open the phones up and take your calls. And then at 3 p.m., Owen does the War Room and does a fabulous job, as he always does, 3 to 6 p.m. Central. I will return 6 p.m. sharp for 2 hours, commercial-free analysis of what's clear. And no one else is really saying this. And I wish people understood what this was. Why is the government declaring an emergency? Why are state governments declaring an emergency? Why are they acting like a total eclipse of the sun that happens every few years? Another one just happened last year. And depending on where you are in the world, it happens every year. It's happening a lot. But this particular total eclipse over a small portion, a small sliver of the U.S., they're hyping it like it's the end of the world. People say, well, is something going to happen on that date? I don't think so. That's April 8th, only 10, 11 days away. And we'll have live coverage of it here when it happens. We'll aim a camera at it. We'll document it. The issue here is they're using it as a martial law drill ahead of the election, which they admit they are preparing for civil unrest and a civil emergency that they won't call martial law, but is martial law. And that ties into reports like this one that is so incredibly important. AP's reporting it, Town Hall's reporting it, but it's not getting a lot of coverage. A federal court makes major ruling on ballot verification in Pennsylvania. Now, what's the real meat of this story? We'll get to in detail later. They admit that massive amounts of fake ballots filled out illegally, counted after the date was cut to receive them, I mean, just violation after violation of federal and state law, that indeed what Trump and what I and what you saw and what witnesses reported, the USPS drivers and people had said, yeah, I was driving out of state, thought it was weird the run I was making. I was sitting in the parking lot for 2 hours waiting for the delivery because they weren't letting me bring it in yet, and I felt it was suspicious, and it's my job, under orders of the postal inspector, I'm going to go ahead and open one of these boxes. And he opened the box, and it was all pre-printed out ballots for Joe Biden. Now, that's red-handed caught. So he opened a bunch of other boxes, and they were all tens of thousands of ballots for Joe Biden, and Joe Biden filled out alone. Now, you know you're involved in a crime when it's a day before the election and you're delivering already printed out ballots without signatures to Pennsylvania from another state. The FBI came, threatened him. He's done press conferences. I mean, that's all on record. That's just one of the pieces of evidence of literally thousands. It just is bonkers. So, as a result of an appeal filed by the Republican National Committee, U.S. Third Circuit Court of Appeals ruled 2-1 late yesterday, that mail-in ballots without dates or qualified dates cannot be counted in Pennsylvania elections. And then it goes into how massive amounts of fraudulent ballots were counted. But you hear over and over and over and over and over again, almost as much as you hear two men can have a baby, or there are no X or Y chromosomes, or Easter Bunny's real, the Tooth Fairy's real, and Santa Claus is real, and Keebler Elves are real, and Jack Frost is real, and Chupacabras are real, and I'm going to stop there. Leprechauns are real. Lucky Charms is real. You hear that there was never any evidence anywhere given of any type of fraud in any way, and anybody that says it needs to go to jail. So we'll get more into that coming up. There's a bunch of other election news that deals with that. We'll be laying that out as well today. But the first thing I want to get into here is several stacks to tie together. And when I'm reading these articles, and then I went and read the legislation that passed in Oregon, and of course it mirrors legislation around the world, and then I went and read what the people that wrote the legislation said it was for, it's so incredible and it's so ominous that I'm just sitting here saying to myself, how do I properly talk about how crazy this is? Because that's one of the big shortfalls of this broadcast, is we're covering so much evil, if we can counter it, that we tend to hit so many giant subjects and not really drill into them. But I just want to say this. Then I'll start getting into it. We're being taught by Hollywood and the social engineers to fight with each other on what color we are, all these other issues. While at the same time, they are literally cutting off the food and energy to the world right now. And it's already triggered irrevocable planetary crises and mass starvation and death and warfare and strife and crime and collapsing third world and overrun first world. So as much as I care about the third world and want to try to help them, because we don't help them, they're going to be collapsed and brought in here and weaponized. It's already happened. Then once you reach the point of the fact that it's already happened to a great extent, it's just going to get worse now. It becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, because now these people being brought in are being brainwashed to hate America and hate white people by the media, by the ADL, by the system, and you can see the master checkmate plan. But this one article and the piece of legislation that's been law for several years is just stunning. All the small farms, all the small ranches that aren't corporate are being given cease and desist letters and are being sued and are being fined and being shut down. If you got 50 acres and 10 cows, they say the runoff from the cow's poop eating grass is evil and you're not allowed to have cows. If you're using any type of fertilizer, natural or chemical, they say you're not allowed to operate. That's why Bill Gates is buying up all the farmland, not just here, but in around the world. You name it, from Sri Lanka to the Netherlands. They really are cutting off and harassing the small farms and ranches. And I've got articles here where in Oregon, there are 50, 60-year-old horse ranches that are thousands of acres and breed top horses. They might have 100 horses. They're saying you can't have that because the poop is bad. They eat grass. They poop it out. It makes the grass grow.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that they'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Throughout the Beaver State, under the pretense of water conservation and groundwater protection. Oh, we can't have anything running off into our precious groundwater. Even though most areas of Oregon are awash in water. You notice Oregon will have giant mountain lakes full of water. And they go, oh, there's a fish that's endangered. And it turns out the fish isn't even endangered. It isn't even from there. None of this is reality-based. Engineered famine. Oregon starts shutting down small farms to protect the people. Of course, the owner of Yansa Ama Ranch shared a 20-minute video from TV explaining what is happening in Oregon as bureaucrats mistakenly classify small family farms as homesteads, as concentrated animal breeding operations. Well, they didn't accidentally. I love everybody's like, it's accidental. The bureaucrats were shutting everything down accidentally. They didn't mean it. No, they mean damn well what they're doing. The bureaucrats mistakenly classify small family farms as homesteads, as concentrated animal feeding operations. So they put feedlot rules on them, or CAFOs, to shut them down. And if they see any animal feed your barn, or you go out and give range hens your cows, you're shut down. Any feeding area that has concrete, rock, or gravel floor falls into this classification, which could include small dairy or egg farms. The ranchers added that the farmer has two or three milking cows. They are now targeted by the state for closure. The state of Oregon has effectively shut down small farms and market gardens. On a large scale, they are actually sending out cease and desist letters to farms. They're using satellite technology to find their victims and send them these letters that say, you can't operate, the rancher explained in the video. And then it goes through the bill, and it goes through what they're doing, and it's being set up from, again, Sri Lanka to the Netherlands. So now they file a lawsuit to challenge it. Ladies and gentlemen, everyone must stop saying the bureaucrats don't know what they're doing. It is Agenda 21, Agenda 2030. It is a worldwide post-industrial plan. I can show you the documents we have. I can show the London Guardian saying small farms are the worst. Organic farming's the worst. You only got five cows, think you're good? No, you're not. They have a plan, just like when the communists took over Russia in 1917, 1918, to go out and shut down the kulaks, to shut down the little farms and ranches. They want total control. That's why they're going after the Amish everywhere with SWAT teams. So I'm going to say it again. They got all these faux rights. Oh, you know, you got to pay for transgender surgery. You got to do this and that. But when it comes to all of us being spied on, all of us being censored, all of us being poisoned, all of us having our currency destroyed, all of us having our food cut off, yeah, there it is. Up to 3,000 peak polluters given last chance to close by Dutch government or the military's coming. They've already been using the military to go in and say, your dairy cows are dirty. Meanwhile, I've never been to the Netherlands. My parents love it. They've been there like 10 times. I'm going to go soon. They've shot video of it, and I've seen other people's news reports. It's like this jungle kingdom during the summer that's frozen during the winter. And it's because they're just expert farmers. Everybody agrees the Dutch are the best farmers in the world. And they produce the second amount of food in the world after the United States. Did you hear me? The Dutch produce, they're the second biggest food producer in the world. And, of course, where did the UN go to ban stuff first? Well, they did a test in Sri Lanka, which destroyed them in a decade. Total riots, collapse, hell on earth. Now the headlines are, UN targets rice because rice grows in swamp water, rice paddies, just stick it in, it grows, cut the rice off the top. Well, what comes out of swamp Methane. Oh, natural swamps always have methane coming out of it. Oh, you dammed up some water in a lowland and turned it into farmland. We're going to cut rice production worldwide when half the world gets a little over half their calories from rice. Half the world gets half its calories from rice. Look it up. That's a quarter of the world's calories come from rice. And they're cutting it up. People don't think of this as war. You think of tanks and machine guns and helicopters and missiles and drones and uniforms and troops. But real war in the 21st century comes bureaucratically. It comes electronically. You don't watch TV, it watches you now. You don't listen to radio, it listens to you now. I mean, the old broadcast systems, you listened, you watched, you were private. Not now, it watches you. All of this has been designed for total enslavement. And then it ties into this video we've got that's incredible. Morbidly obese Green Party candidate demands fresh lockdowns enforced by the military to save the earth. You think, well, that's just some crazy person. That's the official UN policy. I can show you London Guardian, AP Reuters, time for climate lockdowns. I can show you the WF saying it. So I wanted to hit that first before I came back and then showed you how ridiculous it is, all the paid Benedict Arnold black people who don't represent black people, just like Margaret Sanger famously wrote letters. They're public. You look them up. They're online. They're in university archives saying, we're going to kill these black people. We're going to kill these weeds. But we're going to create a liberal movement and control them. And we're going to fund the NAACP, and we're going to fund W.D.B. Du Bois, and we're going to go in, and we're going to control their leaders, and we're going to teach them to be racist and all of this so we can control them and keep them out of society and abort their children. So when you see Joy Reid and people with all of her cultural appropriation, which I think is fine, she wants to have Donald Trump style hair, that's fine, here she is, but she has the mayor on from the bridge collapse in Baltimore, running his mouth about the racist white men are trying to get him and that white people better fear him. Now, what do you think the average white person watching this thinks? They're either a leftist and understand it's part of a takeover plan, or they're a low-level leftist who thinks, well, gosh, I'm an evil white person, I better do whatever, you know, the media says. Or people get pissed off and say, well, I'm not racist. I don't hate anybody. I don't get some special white privilege. And you see this. Remember, who owns MSNBC? The big defense contractors. So they need us all fighting with each other while they rob the hell out of us and cut the food off. I mean, this is bad, folks. We're going to go to break. I'm going to come back and play a few of these clips. And then can't wait to read his book. Very articulate. I watched like 30 minutes of him on The View this morning. I want to play a few minutes of it. Coleman Hughes has written a book. He's an American. I call him African American. He's just American. Author and podcast host Coleman Hughes joins The View and talks about how dangerous not being colorblind is and how it destroys society. And they attack him and say, you're secretly working for the whiteys. Well, actually, The View is working for all the old, powerful globalists that are almost all white. Some come from Christian backgrounds, Jewish backgrounds. Some are Catholic, some are whatever they are. But
wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line.
They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at a bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Now, I want listeners to understand something, especially if you're a new listener. If I wanted to show you 5,000 articles of the left saying they're going to ban rice and ban beef and tax rainwater and tax oxygen, I can show them to you right now. I mean, there are not words to describe how serious this anti-human depopulation agenda is. And again, the world population began dropping a few months ago. It is set to drop by more than half the next 50, 60 years. That will cause catastrophic collapse. Life expectancy is dropping. We're being killed. Here's the headline I just showed you. Oregon is waging war against small farmers, just banning them outright. Here's Toronto. Remember this? Yesterday. Rain tax. People in Toronto could end up paying for the rain that falls on their property. Impervious cover. Total control, folks. Now, let's play a clip of that morbidly obese Green Party candidate, demands fresh lockdowns enforced by the military, and groceries will be delivered by the National Guard. And in Chicago, they broke ground on a government supermarket because everything else is closed and moved away because they won't arrest the criminals that loot it. See how this works? You funding the police, cutting off the resources, bringing in masses of illegals, giving them all this free stuff. It's all defined in the Cloward and Piven strategy to collapse a capitalist society under the weight of social issues. That a few select corporations that have unlimited funding that exempt themselves from the rules and laws and taxation, because they wrote the laws, they take over the world. It's a vertical integration, a monopoly takeover. So here is Jasmine D. Sherman, also known as the female Jabba the Hutt, talking about this wondrous world where there'll now be climate lockdowns. Here it is.
I know, but that's what it would take. I'm just saying this is what it would take because it's unfair. Don't you think it's unfair to make the poor class work and continue to be in those factories, continue to be in the farming?
Life is unfair. Listen, in my policy, and this might be something that got misconstrued, I'm not making the poor class work. I'm using our soldiers, our enlisted, people who are already sacrificing for America. That's what I'm saying. This isn't.
Then they're going to get the virus, and they're going to circulate
but
it around.
They already are willing to die for us. They already. I feel like if we ask them to take a bullet, we can ask them to take a cold. Right? Let's fight.
COVID-19 policy. Yes. You say that you are pro lockdown, pro mask, pro vaccine
for
mandate.
6 weeks. Yes, I am. So here's the thing, though. Do we really think that COVID is still going to be a thing by January 2025?
No, but it'll be something else. So let's just assume it's COVID 2025 that's coming out. So now they got, or Disease X, that's what they were talking about at the World Economic Forum.
The reason that this whole lockdown failed is because no one was locked down, right? We had people working. We had people, like right now, if it takes 6 weeks, we let the National Guard do their job, deliver the groceries, go ahead and make sure people who have disabilities, because like I said, there's disabled people in every community. The mask mandate is for 6 weeks. You need to mask. You need to make sure people are safe. It's patriotic to do it. It's not like we don't have people who are strong enough to wear it. But the best part is if you're at home, you don't need to wear a mask. If you have groceries, we'll be making sure those get delivered to you. If you own a small business, we are going to pay you what your sales receipts were from the month before. So it's not like you're going to be out any money. Just call it a 6 week vacation if that's how you have to think about it. But it is time that we do something to nip this virus in the bud. And it is a requirement for medical professionals to be vaccinated. If you have a religious exception, you'll have a religious exception like you always did. If you have a medical exception, you have a medical exception like you always did. I'm not doing anything new, except I'm making sure people don't go out of business, unlike the last administrations.
Now, you might be thinking, oh, that's an old clip. No, that's her just days ago. That's what she'd do if she's president. You say, well, she's just some academic idiot. No, she's regurgitating the UNWF plan to the letter, to the absolute letter. So they have the low-level idiots that make it all racial and a leftist policy, but it's all run by the big central banks. And, of course, we know what the lockdowns around the world did. It caused starvation and breakdown the supply chain and massive debt, and we still haven't even recovered from that. So now she wants more lockdowns. And, of course, they want climate lockdowns. They want to train you to stay in your house when they say so. When they say jump, how high? Just like defund the police, indict anybody that defends themselves in New York, crime explodes, things fall apart, they put the National Guard in the subways. They are getting you ready for the full takeover. Oh, there's a total eclipse. They happen all the time. The media lies and goes, well, there hadn't been one of these in 500 years on this exact area it's going over. But there was a 90%+ eclipse over Texas last year. So, again, why are they talking about civil emergencies and martial law and the Pentagon's ready and the state of declared emergencies? It's all just getting you used to emergencies and troops. Why are there troops? Oh, the eclipse. Why are there troops? Oh, the crime on the subway. Why am I locked in my house? Oh, it's a climate change lockdown. And then you've got the mayor on MSNBC with the Donald Trump lookalike. Baltimore, Maryland, Democrat Mayor Brandon Scott joined MSNBC's Joy Reid, or the Black Donald Trump, at least in her looks, this week to discuss this week's tragic collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge, which was struck by a ship. And first, notice the script. Oh, the evil white people are attacking us because we're black. And saying the DEI mayor. I mean, the guy pushes DEI. Diversity, equity, inclusion. Which, again, the latest was just Mayo Clinic last week said, we're hiring no straight white males. Well, that's pretty discriminatory. And what's he say? Any white males that are straight. Imagine we said any straight black men. People are like, what the hell are you talking about? Like, how dare you put a whole group of people out there and say they're bad because of what color they are. If you're a white man, you like women. There's something wrong with you. And you're the reason things are falling apart. You're the reason the food's expensive. You're the reason there's the crime. You're doing great. And it's true that most of the billionaires, I mean, a lot of them are white, a lot of them are Muslim, a lot of them are Asian. But if you look at the billionaires in the world, close to half are white. So, I mean, you can say there's a bunch of rich old white men. But they're the ones funding all this, so we all fight with each other while they rob us. But if you add together all the other billionaires, it's a little under half the billionaires are white. You can look it up. It doesn't matter. The average white person doesn't get some special thing. In fact, you get a bunch of grief. You live in the West, everybody talks about how bad you are and how worthless you are. 68% of college grads are now women. And these women go out and they've got their stay-at-home daddy. But they don't like that, so they end up leaving him and getting a husband that works. It's the destruction of society, and it's meant to bring society down. Skip the break. But just listen to him. After he says we're the victim, he goes on to say, I want to scare the white people, and they should be scared. What, scare that you're putting in the George Soros policies? Scared you're selling the country out? I mean, we had all these great conservative leaders that are black getting elected to the blue cities. We'd have a lot better country, wouldn't we? There are plenty of good black people to run cities. But you can't just put in a Soros person because they're black, particularly usually a fat black woman. I'm just saying that's usually the person. You saw one earlier. I'm not too skinny myself. But my point is that, oh, you're a big, fat, black lesbian. Well, we'll bow down to you when you have no skills. If we want to say, well, the city's mainly black, you got a lot of...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know they'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they can be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I believe in their untruthful and wrong ideology, and I am very proud of my heritage and who I am and where I come from, scares them. Because me being in my position means that their way of thinking, their way of life, of being comfortable and suffering, and while everyone else suffers, is going to be at risk. And they should be afraid because that's my purpose in life.
And by the way, you know, the coded racism, before we even knew the nationalities of the men, Maria Bartiromo was...
That's enough. I can't listen to this anymore. Their way of life while all of us suffer. You know who per capita has the most money in this country. You a general, according to race, it's Asians. You ever hear them bitching on average? You ever even see the Asians doing anything but working or maybe playing golf? No, you don't, do you? That's why they run everything. All over the world, the Asians have taken over. And you know what? I go, hey, you're productive, you're working hard, you're not trying to fight with me? Sure. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, it's a load of crap. Some of the poorest people per capita in this country are white. Have you driven down the streets, you know, the white homeless people? It's a load of crap, ladies and gentlemen. Now, somebody that gets it, I'm going to read his book. The View host cannot handle intelligent black man pushing back on woke ideology. African-American author and podcast host Coleman Hughes joined The View this week, only to be called a charlatan because he's being used as a pawn by the right during his appearance. I don't have time to play the whole obvious 30-minute interview, but I watched it. He was very smart, very calm, put up with their crap. But they said, who do you work for? Well, who do they work for? They work for the big corporations, the New World Order, and the ones ripping everybody off and causing the problems. They work for the Sam Bateman Frieds and the King Charleses of the world and the Bill Gateses. And then this guy writes a book when he's worked at CNN about, hey, we need to really be a meritocracy. We need to, like, you know... this is really bad. And they're like, oh, no. And they all look at him real angry. And how? What do you do? Who are you working for? What are you trying to... trying to act like it's dirty, to quote Martin Luther King, that we need to judge people off the character and their deeds and what they produce. And isn't that what we want? Because then that makes everybody try to produce better. But when we're all victimology and, you know, our people got brought over here as slaves, the mayor said. And look at you, you're the mayor of a major city. What the hell does that have to do with me, slavery, that's still going on in parts of the world like Africa? It didn't happen to you. It happened to some of your ancestors. It looks like a bunch of your ancestors weren't black. Just stop it. I'm going to go do my genealogy and find some ancestor that was an indentured servant in Virginia. I know we had some. And go, my ancestors were slaves. And you owe me. Who owes me something? Most of the white people in this country don't even have ancestors that own slaves. 2% of the South own slaves. More than half the people came to the United States as immigrants in just 30 years after the Civil War. Most people from Russia or Poland or Germany or Italy have nothing to do with slavery. Why should they pay reparations? But again, the idea that the government's going to give you free health care and the government's going to give you reparations and the government's going to give you free tuition and Biden's doing a little bit to act like he's going to do it for everybody, it devalues the currency, it creates inflation, it taxes everybody, and they're doing it for control, just like Venezuela did, and it always leads to the same total collapse. These are facts, like mathematics or architecture. This is a globalist plan. They admit it. They don't want you trying to go start a business and be successful. They want you to think you got to get a government handout because you have a certain political view. What does Louis Farrakhan say all the time? People attack him, but I agree about 98% of what he says. He's smart as hell. Of course, you never see the clips of what he actually says, just things out of context. But all he said for 60 years is, we need our own black businesses, our own black hotels, our own black doctors, our own black universities, our own black banks most important, because then nobody can dictate to us who we are. And I'm all for black people supporting black businesses and owning black banks and black restaurants and black universities. Because when they were being discriminated against, that's how you beat it, is setting up your own system. But the New World Order is getting rid of all of us having banks that we can just use. If they don't like who we are, black or white, they take your ability to bank away. That's the social credit score where we're all discriminated against by the big globalists, by the big banks, by the companies, by the corporations, by the governments. Whereas if we don't follow their political view and all their Satanism and pedophilia and garbage, if we don't go along with it, we get cut off. And then we're like the black people that didn't have their own banks, didn't have their own businesses, but by the 50s, black people, for 40, 50 years, had built their own businesses, and they were as nice as the white hotels, as nice as the white colleges, and I'm not arguing for segregation. I'm saying that you can have your own thing, though. And then LBJ and others, the letters are public. He said, these black people, he said N-words, are getting way too uppity. We're going to take the men out of the house. We'll break their families up and have control of them within one generation, and they'll be voting for Democrats for 100 years. And it worked. And now it's working on everybody else. So when I'm fishing and I put a worm on a hook, it looks like a free lunch to a fish, doesn't it? Is that worm on a hook a free lunch? No, it's the end of that fish's life. So all the reparations is a worm on the end of a hook. And if you take a bite out of it, you destroy yourself. It's real simple, people. We've got the globalist number. Oh, I want the government to not hire white people and make them hire black people. You know what that's going to do? Create incredible hate and division. And then they're going to say, well, we're not doing it according to race now. We're doing it according to gender or what your politics are. They're just setting the precedent with, hey, let us give black people stuff nobody else gets. And then they admit they're flipping it directly to their whole globalist agenda. Oh, you'll get free stuff. You'll get all the bug protein you want. You'll get all the 250-square-foot coffin apartments. You'll get all the hormones to sterilize your kids you want. That's the free thing you're going to get. It's poison and death, folks. Anything the devil tries to give you for free is a lie. And Louis Farrakhan is right about that. You don't want this system's money or support. You don't want their shots. You don't want any of it. Say what you want about Louis Farrakhan. He came out day one just like I did and said, you're crazy you take that shot. They're going to sterilize you and give you cancer. Look, I believe in everybody. And if we don't stand together, we're going to lose everything. Let's go to the clip here. Gosh, we're out of time. This is more than a three-minute clip. We'll come back with Coleman Hughes. I suggest you go to InfoWars.com and watch the whole interview. It's just disgusting. That's why when The View asked me back, I've been on there before, like 17 years ago or something. When they asked me back, I said, nope. They got so pissed. Because I know what they're going to do. They're just going to scream over me the whole time. It's not worth my time to go on those witches program. And they're all a bunch of witches. They're a bunch of hags. All right, we're going to go to break. We're going to come back. I'm going to hit this, and then I'm going to get into all the other news. Just there's so much. It's all insane. We're going to open the phones up as well. Hour number two is straight ahead. FDA warns of high risk of seizures in children that take the COVID shot. Official FDA warning. Wow! Day late, dollar short there, huh? Vindicated again. Oh, but remember 3 years ago when the shots first rolled out, 3 years and 3 months ago, remember they all got on TV, Biden and Obama, and said, listen, rich people aren't going to take it. And white people shouldn't take it, you bastards. We love the black people so much. Pull up some articles on that. Vaccine reserved for blacks and other minorities, but first blacks. The same government wants to give you reparations, said, we got a shot for you. We want you to have the first one because we love you so much. Folks, if you don't listen to me and check these facts out, you deserve to die. Because this is as plain as the nose on my face. Remember Melinda Gates said, black people deserve priority access to COVID-19 vaccines. Well, I'll put the damn clips up, are saying it. Oh, but the illegal aliens, they don't want them. No. Don't give it to them and don't ask them because we don't, when they get hurt, we got a plan for them. They're the replacement. They plan to get rid of the white people, the black people, everybody. Keep like some sub-slave class of Latin Americans. That's basically the globalist plan. They're going to kill most of them, too. All right, we're going to break. Please remember, we're listener-supported. Can't do it without you. We got amazing products back in stock, like X3, the ultimate iodine, the missing link. If you don't know about it, go research it. It's 40% off X3, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is also 40% off. That sale's about to end. We have 10-hour clean energy. When you want 10 hours of amazing clean energy, about the letdown, get Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com. Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, X3, and so many other great products at InfoWarsStore.com. Without you, we can't do this. Plus, these are amazing products you need. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number two in 2 minutes.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.